Welcome to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. I'm Tristan Amund with Mindful Living Realty.
And I'm Angela Dale with Gateway Mortgage. Join us as we sit down with Black Hills small business owners, learn about their businesses, and tell their stories.
We're doing it now on the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
Welcome back to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. Today we're with Shandell with Code and Ninjas. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Small thanks for coming by.
So let's start with talking about you, yourself, your family, a little bit more about you personally.
Sure. So I'm married to Travis. We've been married for almost 26 years, and we have five kids. And that's our passion is children and their lives and everything about that.
Cool. Well, tell us about what you do here at Code Ninjas.
Sure. So at Code Ninjas here, we love to inspire kids to want to learn more. We want them to be, kids that are striving for problem solving and critical thinking. And yes, we do use video games. We use computer games. And that's how we help them to gain those skills. And so they're building games. They are, coding them. And the concepts that are learned, have a wide variety of things that they can go do with those skills. So anyway, that's the simple basic little bit is that they build computer games here, they learn computer concepts and coding concepts, and we believe are skills that they're going to need forever in whatever line of work or whatever they may want to do later in life. We believe that a critical thinker, somebody who can solve a problem, are going to be important skills to have no matter what they do.
Yeah, it's a good tool to have in your toolbox.
Yeah.
Well, so you were talking about, because I see so much AI in the TV now. And I'm like, it's like, so that's kind of what, in a sense, if they wanted to go out that way, they're going to know a little bit more than, say, a normal.
Yeah, our goal is that they have technology skills. And yes, they're going to learn some computer coding languages. They will learn that. And as for AI, there's a lot of concern from parents or, even from a lot of adults and what's going to be happening with that. And I say that's even more important that our kids have these skills that they can then be in charge. We always said if we can get kids to be the creators, to be the ones that are building things rather than just consuming, that's really what we want to have come out of this center. Our kids that are not just consumers. We're all going to be consuming, some type of something. But if they can be prepared to be ahead of it, to be in charge of something, that'd be so exciting. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Now, obviously, with my video stuff here, and I do a lot of stuff on the internet.
Yes.
So I have learned in my years. I've done a lot of study, but I did some HTML.
Absolutely.
And I did a little bit of CSS.
Yep.
Enough to shake stick at.
Yeah.
So, what can you explain to give us an idea of what kind of coding you're teaching
sure.
kids and maybe a brief explanation of what that coding is?
Right. Yeah. Well, let me preface that with saying I'm not the one that knows the languages. I don't. My husband and I opened this partly because we were looking for a way for kids that our kids could have a place to learn these skills. Does not mean that I know it, but I'm able to hire senseis and use our program to help them to learn it. So I'll do my best to explain, but the languages that we really try to focus on is JavaScript. That's one of the first languages other than block-based coding. If you're familiar with Scratch or something, we use a make code. We find that can be a great way for kids to understand the concept before they have to know all the intricacies of, where is the semicolon and the, commas and all that. And so, block-based coding is a great way to learn and understand the concepts. Then JavaScript, it's a great base language. We believe it's a great way to start, to have a base in JavaScript. After they are really familiar with the concepts, know a little bit more about JavaScript and, are building games that way, then they get to move to the Unity game building platform. And that that is where the newest, greatest games, they're all, almost all of them are built on that game platform.
Right.
And so they're learning C#, because that's the main language that is used within that game building platform. And of course, that's the exciting, everybody wants to build something that looks really cool. And anyway, so that's kind of the few that we are in our main program. In addition, we have, you know, summer camps that use Python. We, you know, do some HTML, CSS. We try to touch on a lot of different technology subjects, not just the languages, because we want more than just them to know code. We want them to have technology skills.
Right. So there is it's all a process, and once you understand the logic,
it's
not as hard to go from language to language.
Exactly. If they understand the concept and the logic of why number one needs to happen, number two needs to happen, and what needs to happen in each order.
The computer is thinking.
Exactly. Yes. Picking up the little intricacies, little bits that are different between languages, which, you know, Python is a really popular one these days. A lot of parents want to know why we're not starting with that. But we really, you know, believe that JavaScript is a great place for the kids to start for their first language.
You got to add before you multiply.
I mean, it's there. There's no rule there. I would never ever make it a rule. But
so because again,
I'm
glossing over. But so the JavaScript, you know how everything has changed. Is JavaScript kind of like when we first started getting computers? That was like the basic.
No,
you don't have to go on it for that. It's just, I was going to say, does it must evolve? I say with Python.
There's all kinds of new languages that are coming out, you know, all the time. They are. I mean, there's Swift, and I mean, there's many out there. But like you said, there. Once you understand the logic behind getting the computer to do what is in your brain, you know, getting it from here to the computer to do what you're asking, you know, there's the if this, then that. There's a logic of, you know, well, what needs to come first? What needs to happen? What needs to simultaneously pair program at the same time? I mean, there's once they get that, then they, I mean, the sky's the limit, and they can, you know, build with any, not any language, but they'll pick it up.
All right, like I said, it's easier. You can go off that basic language. So how young do you start teaching?
Well, that's a good question. So I say JavaScript is where we start. Well, yes, that is for our Create program, but we actually have a junior program for even younger kids, because we think it's a great place for them to come and start getting those skills. And so we have some kids as young as 5 and 6 that come. Now, they're not doing JavaScript. We don't expect a 5-year-old. There may be some that could, but most are going to be better at, again, the building, the creating, understand what needs to come first, knowing those concepts. The younger they learn those basic concepts without having to, again, add in the very, very detailed parts of code, those little details, they've got that. They can, they just, you know, layer it all out and it makes sense to them. So, for our junior program, they're able to, you know, build with blocks. We use magnets. We use, you know, robots. We use all kinds of different things for them to gain. Exactly. Everything that we have in our dojo is either logic-based. It's, you know, some type of a critical thinking. You know, everything. Oh, let's see. I'm trying to think the other game we have. Oh, Mastermind. You know, let's eliminate what isn't and
what the right pegs are.
Exactly. Yeah. And so getting them to think that way, think, you know, like a computer. And so that's the junior program. And so they're doing a lot of hands-on things as well as a tablet. So we do start traditionally on a tablet for the juniors. And they're using icon-based, even a little bit more basic than the block-based coding. And, you know, their little activities, little, I don't want to say gifts, but that type, you know, little movement, helping to understand, you know, you need to have some things that happen at the exact same time. Some things need to start first. Is it going to happen after something else happens? And so, anyway, you know, little animals dancing on the screen. And it's a great place for them to start and learn those concepts, because that will take them right into our Create program, which then they will get to go to JavaScript. So,
what ages are the Create start at then?
So, I hate saying ages because
it's level.
It really is more about where that child is. Some 7-year-olds they can head right into Create. Other need to wait till they're 8 or 9 or something. It really is dependent on where they're at, and it's not about smart or not smart. it's just really where they're at, just like every other part of education. Some kids, you know, read at 5, some wait a little bit longer, and we're okay with that. We have, there's so many skills that can be gained and practiced and learned that don't involve an age. I mean, I still have to learn a lot that they're way ahead of me on. Sure.
I just blows my mind that a 7-year-old can still code.
It's incredible to see. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Kids' mind. It's like, what
oh, yeah. 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 It's incredible. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Do you kick them out when they're 18?
Or no, like, I kids, hire them.
I mean, like, I want to come.
I hire them.
You can come here, but you got to help. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a really an awesome part to see their development and their growth. Whether they sort of started with us at 7 or at 12 or whatever. And, you know, we've had some kids that have actually completed our program and have gone on and have gotten a job before they've even graduated from high school, literally before they graduated from high school, a coding job, a couple of those. And that's yeah, it is. And I mean, they're able, you know, in their eyes, they're still going to continue their education, but they're going to have an income and a resume builder. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So you kind of talked a little bit about it, but let's go into more detail. What tell us your story about why did you decide, okay, let's do the Code Ninja thing?
Yeah. Well, so my very best friend lives in Omaha, and her son was hired as a sensei. That's what we call the people that are helping here in the dojo with the kids. They're called senseis. And he was hired as a sensei at the Omaha location because we are a franchise. And while my husband and I, Travis, he's from Rapid City and I grew up in the area, we saw that opportunity that he had and thought Rapid City could definitely use something like this. And there really wasn't anything at the time. And as far as I know, I don't see anything else that, you know, is like that here. And at the time, he was kind of in between jobs. And so he had some time to put toward getting this opened up and getting it set up. And he's always been in the technology sector. Everything from AT&T and other companies. And again, like I said, we have a couple of kids that we wanted to be able to follow some type of a program to methodically learn what needed to be learned, you know, next and so on. My husband has the knowledge. It's not that he couldn't teach, but there's something about, if you've ever read about learning something while you're playing, versus while you're being lectured to. There's a time and a place for both, I do believe. But we saw the benefit of play and game and anyway. And so thought Rapid City could use it. So we opened it up, and it was a couple months before COVID rose its nasty head. And so that was a challenge early on. But that was, you know, our biggest thing is we wanted a program for our children. And we have a problem. My husband and I have a problem. When we see a need, we then end up meeting it. And so we had to do something. So, and it's been a great thing for our kids, for our family. It's been challenging, like I said, but we also think it's been really, really good for Rapid City. And we think it can continue too.
Yeah, I wish you would have been around 10 years ago.
I know.
My kids are all very smart.
Yes.
Didn't have the challenge in school.
Yep.
Nothing against.
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
You know, they're not built for the gifted kids, unfortunately. So this would have been a great outlet for that piece
of it. Absolutely, yes. And, you know, we also see some kids that have maybe a little bit more tendency to want to go down the technology route, or this that they tend to maybe not be as want to be a social. Sometimes it's not a rule, and this is a really great way that they get to be in the same environment as others that are wanting to do this. And
when they start talking about games, suddenly master.
Exactly. Yes. And they don't, like, the parents come in and look in the window and they're like, he's talking to someone.
Exactly. Well, you talk to my kids, right?
What did you do? And that is a beautiful thing too. And then we have, you know, responses from parents that tell us that the teachers at school want to know, what in the world, you know, have you done? What are they doing differently? And
Or just that connection. Like I said, you're finding something that's with the outlet of, you know, how to learn and making it fun. And now they're
expanding.
All right. And then they're taking that and taking it to school because then they're interested
in learning. Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I mean, and finding a spark and just, you know, a little bit of rub and a little bit of tinder and a little bit, you know, it just explodes. And, you know, while it, you know, it's code here, you know, they're doing technology skills. You know, we encourage, you know, all kinds of math and science. I mean, in a few weeks, we have our engineering week. And so we talk a lot about engineering and how computer code and technology skills intermix with all of engineering. And
what do you love about doing business in Rapid City?
I love parents and their love for their children. I love to see how much those parents want to find what's right, just right for their child. It's not always Code Ninjas. Sometimes it's actually for them to stay in soccer. But oftentimes, you know, that they've tried soccer or whatever other, you know, activity, and the parents here in Rapid City, they go to the ends of the earth to figure out what is right for their kids.
Work, like you mentioned.
Exactly. And so I love that they're, you know, parents are willing to sometimes forego some things that they're wanting to do because this is important. Education is important to them. And so.
Any challenges of doing business in Rapid City?
The ruralness, I would say. I know Rapid City is not rural. I mean, I came from a much more rural area. And so Rapid City was town, you know, big town to me.
Yep.
But even that, especially us being a franchise that, you know, is based in Houston, Texas, and does business in three different countries, those are the hard things that we are a lot more rural. But it gives us a great opportunity to help Rapid City. Not that Rapid City needs to change per se, but it gives just one more opportunity to the people in this rural area of something that is a little bit wider and broader than what has been here.
Well, we talked about that. We're kind of a couple of years behind a lot of places and stuff like that, but we do get it because this computers and technology is slowing down for us in the rural areas.
No. And I love that most in Rapid City, they're not wanting to slow things. They're not wanting that. That's not what their desire is. It's just they don't always know what to do next or where to go, how to get that service, how to get that resource. And that would be, I mean, it's a challenge, but I think it's, again, it's a way that we get to serve families here in Rapid City.
Right. And there's a little more about being a little more close-knit, a little less just a number, you know, that kind of thing. When you get a bigger area, it's more about numbers coming in, numbers going out. And stuff.
It's exactly right. Yes. Yes. No, I love being able to know every name that comes in the door.
Yeah.
Other centers that I've talked to across the country, especially California and Chicago, I mean, they don't. And they maybe have different numbers and more. And I get that. But I love getting to know the families and getting to know, you know, the moms that come in and finish up their work day or the dads that sit and finish up. And that's a special thing that I don't think all centers across the country have that we do here in Rapid City.
That's why we're doing this podcast, because it's here in Rapid City especially, we like to know who we're doing business with.
Absolutely.
I really like to know the name of my mechanic.
Exactly.
I like to know the name of my plumber. You know, and there's that connection. I'd rather do business with those type of people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that all works out together.
Yeah. No, it's a special place. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it's kind of, I think, because I don't know how far out you'd get or something like that, because, like, you know, especially the Northern Hills, and do they advertise out that far?
So I don't intentionally advertise far, just because, I mean, again, since I grew up 100 miles outside of town, I mean, we came to Rapid City once a month to get groceries and do, you know, appointments and so on. But we have people that travel. We have people that travel from Spearfish, from Pringle, from Custer, New Underwood. I mean, because, again, those parents recognize what's here, and they're trying to meet the need of their child.
So how long does a class normally last? Time-wise?
Usually an hour. Some parents that drive for a distance, they come and stay for 2 hours at a time because of the distance, and we make that work.
And it's 5 days a week? Or
we're open 5 days a week. Monday through Thursday and Saturdays. Okay. We save Fridays for special events. We save those for parents' night out and birthday parties and things like that. We also do camps on days where Rapid City Public School is out of session, Martin Luther King Day, and this coming up President's Day, we'll have a day off. And so we'll have a topical camp. This next one will be Lego Robotic, and kids that are not in school or homeschooled or you know, alternative school in whatever way, they can come for the day, and we get to build and play and create all day long. It's a great day. I love it.
I know, but it's Minecraft days, right?
We have Minecraft camps. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yes, the day. Tristan will be here.
So like the creepy guy outside going,
yeah. And I play too.
Yeah.
Am I too old?
Yeah. Yes, yes. So yes, we try to serve the parents for the time too. Right now, we're open, you know, after school for a couple of hours each day, and then Saturdays for those that, you know, maybe have busy after school.
Anything else that you want to mention that we haven't talked about?
Code Ninjas is a place, and I can say this for across the franchise. It's a place where kids are number one. You know, parents are the ones, yes, we know, that are having to, you know, do the trekking of getting them here. But once they're here, the focus is on individualized and personalized service, care, consideration, no matter what their ability is. We take into account every single child and what their needs are. And especially here, we like to personalize what they need.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us and telling us about your wonderful place. I'm sure it'll be helpful to everybody listening.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you all next time in the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed that story as much as we did.
We'll put all the contact information of every business in the show notes or the description below. Be sure to check them out and support our local small businesses.